State fish and game officials are cracking down on illegal dumping on state game refuges. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, heavy fines and possible jail time is in store for offenders. Recent incidents at Goose Bay State Game Refuge near Wasilla have resulted in at least one prosecution, and Alaska wildlife troopers are on the lookout for further arrests.
Even in the grainy black and white surveillance camera photo, the three young men are obviously in their 20s and are ready to dump an old washer and dryer out of their small truck in the Goose Bay State Game Refuge parking lot. The three were caught on camera breaking the law. Joe Meehan, statewide coordinator for the refuge program, says the three then used the appliances for target practice, further polluting state property.
And that's just repeating this whole cycle of dumping garbage and lead contamination. So we're going to keep on top of it. We're not going to tolerate it. The users of the refuge don't want it to continue, and we're going to try to stop it as best we can by continuing to clean up and catching and prosecuting people when we can catch them.
Meehan says when the trio are located, possible fines of up to $10,000 and up to a year of jail time await them under fish and game law.
Yeah, it's been a long time problem. It's been going on out there at Goose Bay for decades. It kind of became the culture of use for people to drag their old refrigerators, TVs, computers, couches, furniture, stolen vehicles, junk vehicles, bring them out there and target practice with them and then just leave all their garbage behind.
Since 2010, the state has spent $100,000 cleaning up Goose Bay. With the help of the Alaska National Guard, about 107 tons of debris has been removed, including about 75 vehicles, 40 car batteries, and other hazardous materials. Recent cleanup efforts have aimed to mitigate lead deposits that remain in the refuge from years of target shooting.
We ran into the same problem in the Palmer Hay Flat State Game Refuge, that people just get accustomed to doing it. It's where they go dispose of their garbage. It's where they go and target shoot. And if we can clean it up, fix it up, and attract people to go in there and use this for legitimate activities like hunting and fishing and bird watching and photography, eventually you'll displace that illegal activity.
This week, a 20-year-old Wasilla man, Ian Beal, was fined $1,000 for dumping two truckloads of roofing material at Goose Bay State Game Refuge. Beal was easily traced through evidence gathered by refuge officials, and he pleaded guilty in December. I'm Ellen Lockyer.